Pendengar, Medicare adalah sistem perawatan kesehatan universal yang didanai oleh publik Australia. Bila memenuhi syarat, Anda dapat mengakses berbagai layanan medis secara gratis, termasuk perawatan sebagai pasien di rumah sakit umum atau resep dengan biaya yang rendah. Bagaimana cara kerjanya dan siapa yang memenuhi syarat dan bagaimana cara mendaftarkan? Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Bourget. Stephen Duckett adalah Direktur Program Kesehatan di Grattan Institute. Ia menjelaskan bahwa sistem Medicare terdiri dari dua bagian. Komponen pertama memungkinkan orang yang memenuhi syarat mendapatkan perawatan gratis di rumah sakit umum.
The first one is about public hospitals. And so what Medicare means that all people can get treatment in a public hospital without having to pay anything for it up front. So that includes inpatient treatment and treatment at an outpatient clinic or at an emergency department.
Sedangkan komponen kedua terkait dengan profesional medis seperti dokter umum, dokter spesialis mata, atau spesialis lainnya.
What that means is that a person can go to a GP, and depending on what the general practitioner does, either the general practitioner doesn't charge the patient anything and sends the bill to Medicare, or the general practitioner gives the patient a bill, and the patient is able to get some of that money back from Medicare.
Heng Jongen adalah juru bicara Department of Human Service dan ia menjelaskan siapa saja warga yang memenuhi syarat.
People who reside in Australia are eligible for Medicare benefits, especially if they are Australian or New Zealand citizens, they're permanent residents, under some circumstances if they've applied for permanent residency, generally most visa holders are eligible, and there is also a category of people who are covered by reciprocal healthcare agreements that are also eligible. But it's important to make the point that those reciprocal healthcare arrangements only relate to about 11 countries where we have agreements.
Anda dapat memeriksa sendiri apakah Anda memenuhi syarat di situs Department of Human Services. Setelah Anda tahu apakah Anda memenuhi syarat, inilah cara untuk mendaftarkan diri.
The simplest way to enroll is to go to the Department of Human Services website, and you can download a Medicare enrollment application. You can also get it from any one of our service centres as well. Once you've filled in the Medicare enrollment application, you do need to take it with proof of your identification to one of our Human Services service centres.
Heng Jongen mengatakan bahwa Anda mungkin ingin mencari informasi terlebih dahulu sebelum mengunjungi profesional kesehatan, apakah mereka menerima tagihan massal atau bulk billing atau tidak.
The thing is that not all medical providers charge a scheduled fee, which is covered by Medicare. Most will actually charge more. If doctors choose not to charge more, that's called bulk billing. And if a doctor bulk bills, then that does not incur any additional cost for you.
Jika dokter itu tidak menerima bulk billing, maka Anda harus membayar selisihnya. Terkadang hal itu mungkin layak dilakukan, namun ada baiknya untuk memeriksa terlebih dahulu untuk mengetahui dengan pasti apakah Anda harus membayar ekstra dan berapa jumlahnya. Biasanya rekening bank Anda terhubung ke Medicare, dan klaim Anda dapat diproses di kantor dokter itu secara langsung. Namun terkadang Anda harus mengajukan klaim itu sendiri ke kantor Medicare.
If your doctor doesn't provide that service, then you can claim online through the Human Services website, or if you download the Medicare smartphone app, you can actually lodge a claim via your smartphone. And the beauty of using the app means that you can take a photograph of any receipts that you need to provide us with, and you can upload those through the smartphone app.
Jika Anda memerlukan bantuan dalam bahasa selain bahasa Inggris, Department of Human Services dapat membantu Anda.
The Department of Human Services has extensive language services for people that don't speak English. We have a multicultural phone service. We have multicultural service offices that operate within the department. We have bilingual staff. We have something like over 600 bilingual staff who provide language support. as well as our multilingual phone service.
Anda dapat menghubungi Translating and Interpreting Service di nomor 131-450 untuk menerima dukungan dalam bahasa Anda. Beberapa orang seperti mereka yang bekerja di hari libur atau pemegang visa pelajar tidak tercakup dalam Medicare. Stephen Duckett menganjurkan agar mereka mengambil asuransi kesehatan swasta jika mereka tidak ingin mengambil risiko menerima tagihan rumah sakit yang besar.
Medicare is an arrangement for Australian citizens and permanent residents. And so obviously if you're a newly arrived migrant, in some circumstances you're covered by Medicare, but in some circumstances you're not at all. That means you have to have some sort of private insurance arrangement often to make sure you can afford to pay your medical bills and your hospital bills.
Jika Anda pencari suaka yang tidak memenuhi syarat untuk mendapatkan Medicare, ada beberapa organisasi di setiap negara bagian yang dapat membantu Anda menutup tagihan medis Anda. Jika Anda ingin memeriksa apakah Anda berhak menerima tunjangan Medicare atau ingin mendaftarkan atau mengajukan pertanyaan, silakan menyimak situs Departemen Human Services atau menghubungi saluran pertanyaan umum Medicare pada nomor 132-011.